In this bulletin, Australia suspends a human rights partnership with China amid concerns about Uyghurs and other Muslims in detention. Former rugby union star Israel Folau speaks out about natural disasters in Australia. And in sports, Spaniard Marc Marquez wins the Valencia GP. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Former Prime Minister Paul Keating says Australia will be dealing with the great powers, the United States and China, over the next three decades. The former Labor leader has questioned what he calls the unstated proposition, describing the illegitimate rise of China as Western nations raise concerns about its global influence. His speech coincides with reports of strained relations between China and Australia involving a suspended human rights program over the mass detention of Uyghurs. In a speech in Sydney, Mr. Keating has also downplayed the importance of the term Indo-Pacific because he argues India won't catch up to China in gross domestic production.
So in Australia will be left to deal with just the two most muscular economic powers in the world, the United States and China. But unfortunately, the debate in Australia has markedly degenerated in respect of the preponderant Asian economic power, China.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has told Sky News he's worried about China's human rights record, including the treatment of minorities and two Australian politicians who were blocked for speaking out.
Now, that's not to say I agree with all of the views of Mr. Hastie, for example. I know him well. I've got to know him since he's been elected to Parliament. I think he's genuine in his views. Some of those views I agree with, some of them I don't. I think that in our dealings with China, we need to deal with them diplomatically and respectfully while standing up for our views on human rights.
Britain's Prince Andrew has defended his friendship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and denied having sex with a teenager. Andrew claims he can't recall meeting the woman who suggests she was trafficked by Epstein and forced to have sex at age 17. A public relations advisor to the Prince reportedly urged him not to go ahead with a BBC interview where he responded to the allegations. One royal historian says the royal family will be in damage control mode and should consider removing Andrew from public life. The Queensland Fire and Emergency Service is hoping cooler conditions today will offer crews a reprieve as they battle more than 20 fires statewide. There are warnings the severe weather could return mid-week after residents of Tarome, south of Ipswich, faced a threat on Sunday. Firefighters dealt with stormy conditions, but no properties were lost overnight as the state enters its second week of fires. Some campers on Moreton Island, including schoolies, were evacuated after a lightning strike started a fire on Saturday. And communities in southeast Queensland are cleaning up after storms affected power at thousands of homes. Between Gympie and the Gold Coast, the Sunshine Coast was hardest hit, with hail smashing car windscreens on the Bruce Highway. But bushfire-affected areas mostly missed out on rain. On Monday morning, about 350 houses are still waiting for electricity to be restored. Former Wallabies star Israel Folau has drawn a link between extreme weather events in Australia and the government decisions to legalise abortion and same-sex marriage. During a sermon at the Truth of Jesus Christ Church in Sydney, Folau commented on severe bushfires, droughts and how society had changed after the marriage equality debate. The sacked rugby union player lost his contract over comments about the LGBTQI community on his social media and has again expressed his religious views in a church video posted online.
Take these laws and turn it back into following what is right by God, what God says in his word. It says, therefore have the cursed devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned and few men left.
In motorsport, world champion Spaniard Marc Marquez has won the Valencia GP to record his 12th victory this season. The 26-year-old recovered from an early fall to top the warm-up session to achieve an impressive race performance despite a slow start. Finishing the race in 41 minutes and 21 seconds, Marquez says he's happy with his performance.
Everybody did a great job, so I'm very, very happy. perfect season. I mean, it will be difficult to repeat, but okay, now it's time to enjoy it. And yeah, Tuesday start 2020 season. But anyway, amazing to finish in this way.
Let's look at the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 29, much the same in Adelaide, 31. Fine weather for Melbourne as well, 27. A shower or two in Hobart, it's windy there and 21. It's sunny in Canberra and 27. In Wollongong, it's also sunny in 25. Fine weather also for Sydney, 26. 27 for Newcastle and sunny there as well. In Brisbane, partly cloudy in 27. It's mostly sunny in 33 in Cairns and it's partly cloudy in Darwin, 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.